Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening all week.
And thanks to the White Sox. You know, thank you for what you did, and I wish you finished it off. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes. He's our guy.
I'm Dr. Stephen Poop.
And Kevbo, bless you, sir.
If I died tomorrow, no one would shed a tear. Load my freaking lard carcass into the mud. No coffin, please. Just wet, wet mud.
Ray, you do great work, and you're Thanks, a gentleman Ray. And a scholar. Thank you, sir.
I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask.
Ooh. Oh, boy. And now is the time we welcome in Dan Bernstein. And, Dan, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for putting the Malecki on Gary Crochet. That was great. You know,
morning, Dan.
You called for an arm injury, and you got one. Way to go, man. I hope you're happy with yourself.
Don't think we forgot. Because I asked if he had Tommy John yet. I
mean, yes.
That's not what you did.
I thought of that. I thought of that right away.
You said, has he had the surgery yet? That's what you
right.
said.
Yet. That, you said that, yet.
That's
exactly.
That's what a good scout asks.
Yeah. Okay.
The answer is no. You ruined everything.
That's
everything.
You ruined it. You ruined it. And,
it's
and
always
we blame
my
you.
First question to anybody who throws 100 miles an hour. Has he had it yet? And then it's a matter of when and not if, because the human body wasn't meant to do that.
Okay.
And generally we hope it's just forearm tightness.
Was
but
it,
we've been
was
around
it other people experiencing joy that caused you to destroy everything with your negativity? Is that what
I will say this, that went from, after the moonshot from Luis Robert, the actual experience of viewing that game was one of the least enjoyable sports viewing experiences in my memory. It was water torture, that game. Everything that was going on and just the amount of building dread and the number of chances, the number of horrible ball and strike calls and the randomness built in there. And then here's Abreu up again in a high leverage situation.
Oh.
And it was brutal. The experience of going through that was brutal.
It was absolutely stressful. It was
because
I told you.
It started so early. That's why. I mean, the bad luck, the bad news started, so I mean 15 pitches, you're starting to think, oh god, you know, what's going on here? This is such a weird decision to start him, and if you're going to start him, 15 pitches and then Crochet and then Eloy and then, oh my gosh.
And we'll get into it, but I don't have a problem with taking out Dunning when you did because of the leverage situation. I get that. I understand you're not in control of the handful of moments that may decide the game. It wasn't the putting Crochet in, and I know that putting Crochet in was beyond his control. And I'll tell you, I hate being this guy, and it takes a rare situation for me to be this guy, but you have to be somebody like as dumb and so obviously awful as Jim Boylan to bring this kind of thing out of me. But I've been increasingly convinced, and that sealed it for me yesterday, that if this team is going to win a World Series at some point, if this iteration of the White Sox is going to win a World Series, they need new leadership.
That may be true, Dan, and I think today is the day to make that argument, because you'll get a lot of heads nodding as they listen to the radio and their smartphones, but I just don't believe the Sox are going to be in agreement, so I just don't know what purpose it serves. Like, I know you're not pushing that agenda necessarily.
I don't do this lightly. I really don't. I don't do this lightly. I don't want to be, fired a manager. But there's been enough of a body of work here. So there is no reasonable explanation for the insertion of Carlos Rodon into that game.
Boy.
None. There is no reasonable explanation. And then what bothers me even more is the fearfulness. It's one thing to say, yep, this is my guy, go get him. And then after two batters, you're like, I don't want him pitching to Chad Pinder.
I know.
It was the fear. It's the flop sweat.
Yeah.
You can't be wrong and cowardly And that's what that was. Like, well, I made the decision, and now I don't like my decision. And that rattles a team. The message that sends your team, that reverberates down your bench. That's part of what felt so bad, is that the nervousness came from the top.
Well, this started, though, when you removed your starting pitcher after 15 pitches and you had the bullpen warming after the first hit. That's what I'm saying. If you tell people and if you show them that you have all this anxiety, that's going to be contagious. That was a bad example of leadership yesterday. There's no question about that. And it did trickle down to every aspect of the White Sox players.
Yeah, you can't have it, and this team's too good. There's too much talent here, and there are too many available people. And I guess what it did, I know there's some things beyond his control, but yesterday exacerbated and exposed because of the nature of the game. There's going to be days you got a bullpen. There's going to be things where just by numbers and by circumstances, you're going to have to bullpen, and guys are going to get hurt. But he's bad at improvising with pitching. He's bad at timing pitching. And there it was on a day when the one skill you had to have was a little improvisation and understanding and working with your pitching coach and doing some of this stuff to maximize some of this. And I don't know where Don Cooper has been this year or the last couple years or what's going on with him, but there have been most of the times this year you wouldn't even see Renteria and Cooper sitting next to each other until relatively recently. So you're supposed to have a brain trust here to get this figured out. Know what you have. Know what you've seen. Know what matters. Have all the information. And yesterday was just wrong guy, wrong place, wrong time for the wrong team.
Okay, I'll do it. You convince me.
You'll do what?
Manage the White Sox next year.
Boy.
Well, you gotta throw your hat in the ring. I gotta consider
things that would make you want Ricky. It would take something dramatic like Kevin managing.
Dan, I totally see where you're coming from, and I don't want to belabor the point, but I just don't see any indication from all the things that they said, and as soon as we hear from Rick Hahn as this offseason sort of begins, I think you'll hear it reiterated. They believe in Rick Renteria and the culture he's created, and they believe that that's part of the reason why some of these young players have developed at the rate they have is because of the way that he has been there to provide leadership that was admittedly shaky yesterday.
Yeah, tactics matter. And that's the cultural argument is a different one than the tactical argument. And little things, especially in playoff games, in a short series, it's attenuated where every little tiny decision starts to matter in a way that the regular season doesn't make you, even though some things may be going on like this in the regular season, when you may, you're flipping channels or you're cooking and you don't realize, like, wait a second, he should have a lefty warming here. Or this would be a good time in this situation to have a high leverage right-hander warming up. And why isn't he? And why is it a little bit late? This is when it's exposed. This is when we sit and we're texting with our friends and we're following on Twitter and we're noting every tiny little thing. It's like the way we consume Bears games is, when we watch a Bears game, we're all there watching every play, watching, did he just call a timeout 2 seconds too late? Oh, wait, they restored that time to the clock. Like, we're all in it. With a baseball season, it doesn't work that way. And sometimes you say, well, it's unfair to highlight these moments. These are the moments. This is when your team is either still playing or not playing anymore. And when you see this, and a lot of baseball, as you know, David, when we used to be able to be around the park, or, you know, it's talking to people.
It's huge.
And it's talking to people who know. And it just, this is so different when you see it laid bare. And then it's like, oh, this is what you've been complaining about. This is what everybody's been muttering about for so long. And it's part of the reason why they lose. That's enough for me.
Yeah, I don't know that today's the day for the argument, but I'm with you. I think that we all want what's best for the team, and the worry comes in whenever you hear this idea that the team is going to win and they know how to win and they've got a way and they're going to prove that they're right about what that way was. I think that's where you run afoul of all sorts of problems when you start thinking, when you start putting anything, any semblance of being right or being correct about something ahead of just plain winning.
Yeah, there's a time and a place for all these discussions. It's my hope it's my hope that Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams and Jerry Reinsdorf are evaluating what is best for this very special group of young players. And I don't want this opportunity of this fun, dynamic, talented team. It would just be so unfortunate if they end up dribbling it down their leg because they aren't good enough on big game days. It's the wrong way to lose. You know, not like this.
Can I ask another big picture unpleasant question that may have crossed somebody's mind yesterday?
Sure, I love unpleasant questions.
Well, it was cringeworthy, and I think the way you put it, that was a difficult watch and as hard to watch as any event you can remember in Chicago sports in a while. When Garrett Crochet went down, and if he is facing what it appears that he might be facing in the way of surgery or a long layoff, you know, on the heels of what we saw with Michael Kopech, so much hope and then so much disappointment, how does that change or alter? We saw it with Dane Dunning as well, but how does that affect your long-term thinking as an organization when you're talking about young pitching prospects and the amount of faith to place in them or the resources devoted to developing them or drafting them or trying to make them part of your present as you wait for the future? You know what I mean?
It's a great question, and it used to be my philosophy was always just go buy pitching when you need it. And whoever's already had their surgeries or whoever's already 28 years old and healthy, don't get in that game at all because it's expensive and it's incredibly inefficient and disappointing to get into the pitching development world. However, that's changed based on Edgertronic technology and Rapsodo cameras and everything we know about pitch design and pitch lab. My belief generally now is just get more, as many guys who throw 100 as you can. And when they get hurt, get another guy that throws 100. And then figure out how to spin his curveball and figure out how to maximize him and pitch him until his arm falls off and then get another guy. And just churn through them. Because every high school team's got a guy throwing 100, and every team can just get all this stuff, and don't invest too much in one guy and have it like a Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor thing and think, oh, these guys are going to be aces forever. Forget it. Get whatever's in that arm until there's nothing in that arm anymore, and then let some other team deal with it and get the next guy.
Get them into the get a certain number of these guys into the lab, right? I mean, you've got to. You look at what happened with Cease this year, and you think, wow, you know, maybe that can be altered if you get him into the lab, if you get him some work immediately. There are definitely ways in which you can get him better. There's hopeful signs, but you can't rely on that. You got to be able to do something about it.
And some teams have been late to that, and I will say that you have to have people who can scouts who can see stuff that still matters in what they can project about. Maybe a guy's got a curveball that plays at the major league level, and I love the fact that Dylan Cease has stuff, but he's an amazingly inefficient pitcher, and according to some really good work on FanGraphs, you're right. He's a perfect candidate for that because of the inefficiency of his spin. He's got a high spin rate that's doing nothing on his pitches. You know, look at Rodon, for example. That's 97-98, but completely ineffective 97-98 because it's taking every bit of his body to generate that. When he was good, he was throwing 93 because that slider had bite. The slider was a plus-plus pitch. And now that he's trying to throw his fastball harder, it's become more hittable. And you know, somebody like Dunning is an example, too. It usually after a year back from Tommy John, it takes time for the arm to relearn itself a little bit. And I think they're using him in a critical game when he hasn't emerged from that recovery period yet.
I think you're right. You see typically, like, he's at the point of the season in his recovery that you would see maybe that dead arm period and then a rebound from that. And he was not able to have – we don't have enough time on the calendar in the season to see the rebound from that. So all we got yesterday was part of the dead arm period, and that's unfortunate because of the timing. But my most irrational thought yesterday was watching it and thinking, God, you know, they could really use Kopech here. What would it be if Kopech could have been that guy this season – in that moment? And I know that's not probably, you know, that's just, everything crosses your mind when you're watching this unravel.
Yeah, that's a fair thought, though, David. But I think that the fact that he wasn't part of it, it changes that conversation too, right? I
mean, totally.
You gotta be, yeah.
Yep. I think you're right. You can't assume anything about young pitchers for a variety of reasons. That's why you go out and you do what Dan alluded to. You've got to buy some pitching now. You've got to pony up and find out what's out there. Buy it, trade for it, whatever it is. You need a third starter because this is a special group, and you cannot waste this opportunity.
And the sad thing is that you did that with Dallas Keuchel, and he ended up having his worst start as a White Sox when he had the opportunity to do exactly for what you paid him.
Yeah.
It's a pity.
Sad,
I mean,
yep.
Just a pity. What else can you say about it? I think that he was actually had a great year. He was really a big part of it. But you're right. I mean, when you go back and look at what went wrong, and you do kind of the final assessment of it, if he's the guy that he was during the year, it's a totally different feeling coming out of that game, and maybe you're playing the Astros.
And you know what else you can say too, and if I could be a little more sanguine about this, is thanks for a hell of a year. And for reinvigorating a cranky fan base, and for giving us something to believe in again, and still believe in, the sun came up today, and
that's
true. It was a terrific year. It was a really awful way to go out, and an ugly way to go out. But man, that was a hell of a year. And I'll reiterate what I always say, that there's no better time to be a fan of your team than when you're getting good. And that still holds true today. It just makes all the other things more important. And don't screw this great thing up by having somebody at the wheel who can't match up with a counterpart. And don't screw it up by not having enough starting pitchers. That this is still, it's really important to recognize, this is still a good thing. The White Sox are still a good story.
Well said. Boy.
Yeah. Okay.
It may not feel that way right now.
And
it was,
no,
it's
not.
And yesterday
right now.
Sucked. Yesterday completely sucked. It did. Yeah, we're licking our wounds over it. Because
wouldn't you rather feel what you're feeling right now? It's much better to have that sense of loss than after last year or the year before that, when you're like, God, is this ever going to get fixed again? It's been so long that they've been any good. Now they're good. Now they're good enough to disappoint you to this extent.
Yeah, listen, my response is because I had expectations. That's a good sign. Right. Now, the fact is that my expectations were shattered, my hopes, my dreams, the things that I wanted to have. Just one more series. Was that asking that much? Is that not allowed? I can't have just the one thing in my life for one more week. I mean, come on, man. Why not?
2020 is going to 2020 on you, whether you like it.
That's what it was. I swear to God, first thing that went through my head was this bloody 2020. What is this about? They're coming after us. That's all it is. It's just 2020 once again causing problems.
I'm exhausted.
I am. Dan, what have you today?
We, in a few minutes, are going to be talking with Russ Dorsey, who covers the Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times. We'll have plenty of White Sox post-mortem coming your way as well. James Fegan will do some of that with us at 11 o'clock. Anthony Herron will join me for the entire 10 o'clock hour to talk football. Not only Bears, but that ugliness last night. Adam Gase and Greg Williams, did you see that? Did you see what happened
after
at the
game?
End of that game?
Yes,
and at the very end, he's calling timeouts just so they can headhunt a quarterback.
Oh, that was embarrassing,
and
it was awful. And I'm so glad that Vic Fangio handled it the way that he did afterwards. Like,
yep.
I have no time for you. Did you see what you just tried to do to my quarterback?
Yeah, there's no room for that, and that's a Greg Williams defense too.
Yep.
If that guy hasn't coached his way completely out of the league at this point, somebody has to step in, because this is, I mean, especially as you're invoking COVID protocols to try to keep people safe and healthy in that sport, and they're still calling timeouts so they can illegally headhunt, and I'm livid about that. How that's still somehow allowed, and the people aren't up in arms. Greg Williams should not be coaching. He just shouldn't. He should not be in charge. And the players who didn't stand up to him, the players like, no, I'm not going to endanger one of my union mates just because you told me to, because you're a sadist. I mean, I want to talk to Anthony Herron about that too, but we've got a lot of Bears-Colts stuff to do. So we're busy on this emotional Friday.
Have All righty. Show. Stay safe, Dan. God bless.
You too, guys.
Thank you very much.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for Game 2 of the Wild Card Round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Radio.com Sports Minute. This Sunday, I'll be following four early kickoffs, including the Chargers at the Buccaneers, where the question will be, which quarterback's age will show more, the 43-year-old icon Tom Brady or the promising 22-year-old rookie Justin Herbert? Speaking of quadragenarian quarterbacks, that's the fancy word for 40-somethings. We'll see whether Drew Brees can get untracked in Detroit. However, the Lions are the first of my three upset specials. I also like the Browns over the Cowboys and the Bears to stay unbeaten against the Colts. In the late games, Buffalo at Vegas provides a look at red-hot Josh Allen. While New England at Kansas City should be the game of the day, even coach Bill Belichick concedes he can't find any new superlatives to describe the great Patrick Mahomes. I'll see you Sunday at noon Eastern on the NFL Today on CBS. I'll be interviewing Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. I'm Boomer Esiason.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Now, if you've got a big chunk of credit card debt on which you're paying very high interest, you are throwing away money because you have an opportunity for a credit card consolidation loan to lower your rate to a fixed rate that can save you hundreds to thousands of dollars. And you can do this through LightStream. LightStream is offering a credit card consolidation loan from 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. That is a fixed rate. It will not go up over the life of your loan. And you think, well, I got to get a bunch of documents together and I got to shuttle around. No, the application's 100% online. You don't have to leave your home to apply. Your loan can be anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. And there are absolutely no fees. It is so fast, you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. And LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that is exactly what they deliver. And they collect the stories of people who are pleased with LightStream. Here is an example of that, who said, I applied for the loan after hearing an ad on the radio. I'm very skeptical about these things, but I decided to check it out, and I was amazed at how easy the process was. I had the money in my bank account within 2 days, and I would recommend this company to everyone. You should get on this, too, right now, because as for a limited time, you can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. But the only way to get that is by going to lightstream.com/Dan B. It's LightStream.com/Dan B.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Dan B for more information.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bay can, not bay can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queens Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Attention business owners, listen carefully to this important message. Are you tired of struggling with monthly bookkeeping or always being behind? Maybe you're fed up with paying your CPA ridiculously high hourly rates for subpar services. At FinancePal, we know your pain. We're small business owners who understand your tax and accounting needs. At FinancePal, we take over your books and design a program custom tailored to fit your needs. Whether it's bookkeeping, payroll, bill pay, inventory tracking, or taxes, we have you covered. We handle some or all of these services for one flat, affordable, low monthly fee. Stop worrying about your books and drowning in paperwork. Let us worry while you focus on growing your business. The setup is easy, and we give you the tools and technology to make your monthly finances streamlined and organized. Call now at 800-211-7885 for a free business assessment. That's 800-211-7885. 800-211-7885. Finance Pal, the only friend your business needs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We're going to be joined in a few minutes by Russell Dorsey, the Cubs beat reporter for the Sun-Times, to set the stage for what could be the last game of their 2020 season, or could be their finest hour in catapulting them toward a winner-take-all game tomorrow and then toward World Series glory. We don't know what it will be, and that is the fun of sports. In the 10 o'clock hour, the entire hour, Anthony Herron is going to join us to talk Bears and NFL with everything that's going on there. There's some breaking news that's occurring as we speak with more Tennessee Titans positive tests being returned, and now it's like a total of 15, so it's putting that game and their season on hold. James Feegan, White Sox beat for The Athletic, will be our guest at 11, and we should have some fresh Cubs sound coming from Wrigley Field in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll be hearing from David Ross and others. as they get ready for Yu Darvish's start today against the Miami Marlins. 312-644-6767 is the number here at WSCR The Score. If you want to email, you send that to Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You can text as well to the text zone. That's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text 312-644-6767, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein670. My personal Twitter feed, if you want to follow there, is at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the radio.com app. That is a convenient and efficient way to stream The Score on your mobile devices. You may also interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And what's really new and cool and hot is our Twitch stream. Brian Gertsch directs a video feed there. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And there is a concurrent conversation that occurs fast and furiously along with the video feed to which we are hooked up. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer, and Ray Diaz is the Mexicutioner. That's what we call, although we did see the original Mexicutioner, Joaquin Soria, yesterday. Actually looked okay. He got a Abreu. But we know that Ray is our Mexicutioner, doing all the things that he does. And it was good to get some of that White Sox stuff off my chest during transition, because, you know, that was no fun. That was here's hoping that today's Cubs game is an easier watch, is easier on the baseball sensibilities, easier on the senses. Here to talk about the Cubs with their season still extant is Russ Dorsey, who is on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. You can find him on Twitter at Russ_Dorsey1. Hello, Russ.
And how are you?
I'm all right. I'm recovering from really just an awful sports day yesterday, experiencing that White Sox game. But yesterday was kind of weird. I want to sort of back up about how and why the Cubs game was canceled yesterday. It seemed very strange. And was that just an overabundance of caution because of what happened with the Yankees in Cleveland?
That's what I would take it as, you know, with the way that game went, and it not ending until 12 our time, 1 a.m. Eastern, I think MLB wanted to avoid that and make sure that the product that was likely going to draw a lot of fans in was actually played when it was supposed to be played. So, yes, there was some rain in the area. It didn't end up affecting Wrigleyville like they thought it would or said it would. So, yeah, I think majority of that was trying to avoid the situation that they had the night previous.
If you want to see Russell Dorsey, you can, because he is also on our Twitch stream from what looks like the Wrigley press box. Am I right?
You are correct, sir.
I have been up and down that staircase many, many times. But, yeah, you can get a look at everything that's going on if you want to join us at twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Yeah, it seems strange, and I wonder, especially after having people talk and after having people go through their routines, there's some speculation that this is good for Yu Darvish, that even though he had to sort of shut it down and then restart everything today, that generally extra time has benefited him.
Yeah, I think with Yu Darvish, he's a guy that does like his routine. At the same time, at this point, having an extra day to scout a team that you haven't seen before, I think that's a big thing, and I think that's important for him going forward. This is a guy that goes in the bullpen on his off days and shadow pitches to a lineup. So for that guy to have another 24 hours to prepare for a team that he hasn't seen before, I think that can only be beneficial for him going forward today.
We talked a lot about this Cubs team, and we read a lot about it, the analysis of why this offense in the playoffs just sometimes isn't there, and it just doesn't seem to work. And I'm having a difficult time really figuring out, other than in somewhere in the data, there's got to be evidence here. I know Sahadev Sharma talked about the number of pitches seen. Yesterday, David Ross talked about hitting good fastballs, and you're seeing better pitching. And you're going to see in Sixto Sanchez today a guy throwing 98 miles an hour. Is that really where it is? But why the disconnect between the core of the Cubs' star players so recently unable to come through in these moments?
I think it started earlier in the season, Dan. If you look at the pitches that teams are throwing to the Chicago Cubs, it was a lot of fastball, a lot of sinker, and lately a lot of like four-seam fastballs, center, you know what I'm saying? Pitches that normally this lineup, this core, of Bryant, Baez, and Schwarber and Contreras would destroy. And they haven't been doing that. And so you have teams like the Marlins who have guys who can pump in 97, 98, 99 who are not afraid of what the Cubs can do to them because they haven't been able to hit mediocre fastballs in 92, 93, let alone big fastballs hovering near 100. So if you're a team scouting the Chicago Cubs right now, maybe you pitch backwards in a 2-1 count or a 1-0 count, and instead of throwing a changeup or a slider or a curveball down in the zone, I might throw a fastball on 2-1 because if you can't hit it anyway and then you're not expecting it, that's better results for me in the end. So I think being able to get on the fastball has been the, you know, it's something Hal Caruso would talk about all the time. Got to stay on the fastball, Sony. Like, that's something that the Cubs have to do right now. And if they can do that against a young pitcher like Sixto Sanchez, who is going to rely on that a lot today, that's going to mean a lot of success for them going forward.
What else do we need to know about Sanchez? Because he's a guy who might not have been on the radar for a lot of baseball fans this year. And we know the comps to Pedro Martinez about his own personal love for Pedro Martinez, where he's got his number tattooed on his neck. He's got a very similar delivery. But he's even bigger and stronger.
Yeah, that's a guy who, you know, for the baseball diehards out there, has been a name that we've heard for a little while, was a big-time prospect for the Philadelphia Phillies, came over in that JT Realmuto trade, and has really done everything that the Marlins have wanted. This is a guy who was their number one prospect, and in a weird year where you have prospects all over the game coming up, the Marlins just said, hey, we're going to bring up all our kids and see what happens. And he's been a stud, and he's been successful, and that's a guy that, one, the Cubs haven't seen before, and two, like we just talked about, they haven't been able to hit velocity. That guy can do both of those things. So with the fastball that he has combined with a really good changeup that Pedro says is really close to his, you know, that's a guy that could present some challenges for you. So the Cubs are going to have to scratch out some way to win a ball game today if they want to get things to John Lester tomorrow and have a shot to play baseball in the bubble.
The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Golf Mill Ford, Illinois' largest Ford dealer, beats every deal by at least $500. GolfMillFord.com. Talking with Russell Dorsey from the Sun-Times. Do you see any evidence of emotional fatigue from a Cubs team that has had to try so hard to generate their own positivity and their own energy? And with all, and we talked to Ian Happ each week, and unfortunately because of the timing of the game, he couldn't be with us today. And you know, he's been very upfront about how difficult this has been and how hard they've had to work. Do you see signs, anything around the edges that they're just, there's some weariness?
I saw it a couple of weeks ago when the team started to get into this offensive funk. I think as far as morale goes, they've been the same team since summer camp. A lot of energy coming out of the dugout, even energy that their opponents don't always appreciate. But I think from that aspect, they've been doing a good job of keeping themselves engaged, keeping each other engaged. And I think for a veteran ball club, you know, guys who could very easily drift into everything that's going on, and, you know, you couldn't blame them if that's what happened. They haven't done that, and they've been able to stay engaged. From a baseball standpoint, I think when the frustration of not being able to produce offensively started to creep in and you started to see some guys a little bit more frustrated, a lot of bat slamming and some expletives, I think that's where that came in a little bit. And you can just see that guys have struggled with 2020 in terms of not seeing the numbers on the board they would normally see. But at the same time, it's hard for fans, let alone a baseball player who is used to playing 162 games each year, to look up there and see themselves hitting below 200. Like, it's a struggle. So for guys who are used to succeeding, you know, not having that success has been, you know, I won't say difficult, but it's been a challenge for them to try to think differently in this season with this set of circumstances, and try to get themselves out of that and have success in the playoffs.
When we saw yesterday's lineup come out, we saw that Chris Bryant had been dropped down to fifth. He is clearly not himself, and there have been multiple physical ailments. How hurt do you think he is? And how close is he to being himself? And it's got to be a difficult decision to have somebody that talented and, you know, that great a baseball player and have to decide, would we be better off with a lesser player who may be in better command of his facilities?
Let's do a lineup first. So I think the lineup that the Cubs had yesterday that I assume they're going to have today was very similar to the one they had in the last regular season series against the White Sox when they put up 25 runs in three games. So I think from that standpoint, you know, Rossi wanted to get back to that lineup that had more success than they had seen in maybe the last month of the season. As far as Bryant and the injuries go, I don't know if anybody's 100% at this point. Yes, he's had a lot more things to deal with the elbow, the wrist and the elbow earlier in the season and the finger after the dive in Cleveland. There's been a lot of things that he's had to deal with in the last couple of years he's had to deal with. But I think the way he swung the bat in that last series of the season was better to me than I've seen him swing the bat all year. So if, you know, obviously it's two games, but at the same time, it's a season of small sample sizes. And if he can take that small sample size of feeling good at the plate and driving the ball like he's done, you know, time and time before, that could be the one thing, the one difference, the X factor that the Cubs need for them to get to this next round. So I think, yeah, sure, I think he's banged up. But I think at this point in the season, that's not going to stop him from being in the lineup or trying to help the Cubs with their offensive woes.
White Sox fans got a 5-hour dose yesterday of seeing how much managers can matter, especially in these attenuated playoff situations where so many decisions are magnified. David Ross has never been in a situation like this before. The proverbial back against the wall, the no tomorrow, and whatever cliche you want to roll out there. Do you sense any surprises? Are there any managerial moves that you think that could be made today to say, wait a second, what is this guy doing? This is thinking outside the box.
Maybe. I think they're going to rely on Yu Darvish as long as he can go. I know in game one, I was taking Kyle Hendricks out of the game, maybe a batter too late was something you could talk about. And I asked him about it, and he said, listen, Kyle had some really good at-bats against Corey Dickerson that game, and we trusted that he could get one more. It didn't work out, but I think in that situation, okay, they can live with that decision. Today, I think they're going to do the same thing. They're going to rely on Yu Darvish, their ace, their maybe Cy Young winner, and they're going to ride that horse as long as they can. I think what it will come down to is some of the lineup moves that they have. So maybe you pinch hit Jason Kipnis for Victor Caratini late in the game, or maybe you bring in Nico Horner if you're in a situation at second or third with less than two outs and you need somebody to put the ball in play. That's where I think some of these the wheels are going to start turning for David Ross a little bit. So I think having Andy Green as his bench coach, a guy who's been a manager before, I think that's very helpful. And then on the pitching side, he's been in lockstep with Mike Borzello and Tommy Hotovy. So some of these moves where he's managing a game and those guys can be one or two steps ahead to say, all right, we have this situation coming up, three batter minimum. Who do you want to go to in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning? So I think they're in a good position in that aspect. Yes, he's a rookie manager. And like we saw in game one, there's going to be some things where maybe next year he doesn't make that decision. Maybe he brings Jeremy Jeffers into the game instead of letting Kyle Hendricks face one more hitter. So I think he understands the gravity of this. He's been upfront and honest about him being a rookie manager, but he puts a lot of trust in the staff that he's built around him to help him get him through this season and then postseasons in the future.
Russ Dorsey, always great. Appreciate it. Here's to having more Cubs baseball to talk about next week.
Thanks, Burns. I appreciate you, man.
That is Russ Dorsey of the Chicago Sun-Times. Coming up at the top of the hour, Anthony Herron. We're going to get all football intensive at 10 before getting back into the White Sox at 11. If you're a frustrated White Sox fan, you need to vent. We're here for you, too. 312-644-6767. I want to get back to the one critical moment that's going to stick with me for a long time from yesterday. And also want to hear what Frank Thomas said in the postgame on NBC Sports Chicago, because I'm going to miss those guys. That turned into a hell of a postgame show. And Ozzie had the parrot again, of course. He had his little friendly parrot with him. But a little bit more White Sox ahead of Bears talk. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Bears Friday on the Score is presented by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's leading waste solutions provider.
Touchdown! Middle of the end zone!
LRSRecycles.com.
This segment is brought to you by Door System.
Hey.
Week 3 of football's in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 4. There is no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 4, DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. That's right, you can place a $1 bet on any team. And if that team wins, you cash a Benjamin. You can't pass this up. And don't worry, if football isn't your thing, DraftKings is giving you, the basketball fan, a 200% profit boost on any basketball market once you sign up. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Chicago when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use the promo code Chicago during sign-up. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
I saved big money with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, so I finally bought that new set of golf clubs. Watch out, fairway. Here I come.
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big with Progressive, but your other expenses won't just disappear. Are those clubs going to help you when the hot water heater dies? Also, it sounds like your money is better spent on golf lessons.
Time to go shoot the course record.
No, but maybe time for a reality check. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale, and everyone is invited. Hurry and save up to 50% on select styles from brands you love to live in, like St. John's Bay, A&A, and Liz Claiborne. Plus, take an extra 30% off with coupon. Easy savings for anyone and everyone. And if you're on the go, enjoy contact-free curbside pickup without leaving your car. Spread the love. Share the savings. JCPenney. Offers end Sunday, 10-4. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and sign up using code HILLS. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. For a limited time, only with DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Illinois only. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
The football season is here, and you can track the latest news, odds, and information at BetOnline.net. And while stadiums won't be full, game action will be loaded. Which players will step up to lead their team? Is there still a home field advantage? Will offense or defense dominate these early weeks of the season? Follow along at BetOnline.net as the top teams in football begin their journey to Tampa. Available online or your mobile device. Check out the site today. Bring the game home at BetOnline.net.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bacon, not bacon't. where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Two outs in the ninth inning and a two-ball, two-strike count. Hendricks trying to dig deep. Here's his 2-2. Mazzara takes strike three, called. And a win a long time coming for the A's franchise. It has had so much regular season success and so little in the postseason. Bob Melvin and his team earned this one. What a win today, and what a series win for the Oakland Athletics. And disappointment for the White Sox, who battled hard.
He was already tying, and it gave us a chance to go ahead and give Lowe's the best matchup he could get. When we bring these guys in, we don't go out there expecting that they're going to fail. We go in there expecting, obviously, that they can work. And obviously, Los is a really good, his fastball was good, his slider was really good, and they ended up getting him. And that's it. I mean, Cody was running out of outs. He was running out of gas.
I disagree with so much of that. What have you seen from Carlos Rodon to think that he is going to come in that situation in a playoff game and be effective? When he's rolling this year with a whip of 1.565. I don't know what you're seeing. He's got a fielder independent pitching of 4.89. You saw him blow a lead against Cleveland. I disagree. The velocity on the fastball is good. I've liked that, but it's not moving. It's straight as a string. His slider is not what it was. I disagree. I don't see the things that you're seeing. And that's the moment when he came in. I don't understand it. I don't understand what evidence was there that he was ready for that. And then that was betrayed by Renteria himself deciding, oh, I screwed up. And now I got to have him intentionally walk a guy to have the bases loaded in a playoff game for a rookie. I'm not going to forget this. Those are little things that make a huge difference. And you don't put your team in the best place to succeed. Frank Thomas apparently agrees with me on a couple levels here. Here's what the Hall of Famer had to say after the game on NBC Sports Chicago.
I guess I'll be nice first. 2020, we had baseball. We never thought we were going to have baseball.
Yes.
This young team broke out and was the talk of baseball for almost two solid months. So you got to stay positive. Fan base, you got to stay positive. You got a very great young team looking to do damage in 2021. But I can't be nice from this next one. First two innings, we gave it away. You know, I'm upset about it because we understand all hands on deck, but you cannot warm up your bullpen after the first batter. I mean, that instills no confidence throughout your lineup, throughout your pitching staff. This was a team that have scored so many runs. You can't say we're not going to score today. That's what it sounds like. We're not going to score today. It was just ugly. It was a disaster. Yep. And winning 3-0, this team misuses the bullpen early. Caused us not to hold a lead later on in the ball game. So just an ugly game. It was a disastrous show. This team deserved better because the way they played this year, there's no other nice way to put this. We saw Mike Fiers struggle mightily the first inning. Got out of it. No runs. Dane Dunn deserved better. I mean, you got to get this kid. We needed to get that kid through the third inning. Mm-hmm. At least three innings and all hands on deck. Because when you lengthen your bullpen like that, you're using guys out of turn. There was no sense of normalcy at all. Bummer's pitching in the second inning. I mean, he's been our top setup man, you know, throughout the last two seasons. So it was ugly. We brought Crochet in right after Donnie, and it's like, did he get enough time to warm up? Did, you know, certain things just didn't happen correctly there. And the bullpen was just helter-skelter. Everybody just went crazy. Like, what's going on here?
I'm with Frank on some of it. I understand going to the bullpen early. The problem is that when you decide that you're going to make it a chess match early, you're more likely to lose when you're not good at chess. And that's what happened. Some things were beyond Ricky Renteria's control. The injury to Crochet is obviously part of that. But this is a college starter who's being asked to be a reliever. And when you decide, all right, now we're going to match wits. The battle of width has begun. If you're just not good at it, it means you're going to be more likely to lose. And that's how I felt watching that all go down. Bill on Capitol Hill is on the score. How you doing today, Bill?
One foot in front of the other. I'm rather enjoying the shot of Freud and freedom right now, for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate what you're saying about the tactics. I endorse it wholeheartedly. I'll add to that, by the way, those comments that he makes about we don't bring our pitchers out there expecting them to fail. That feels like throwing your players under the bus, right? Like, you know, whether our players managers there when he comes out with something like that? Because the follow up question is, well, are you saying that, you know, he failed? But I think that I agree with you on the tactics. What I'd like to add, if I can be so bold, is he's not just a bad tactician; he's a bad strategist, right? I mean, the White Sox were ended up ninth in the league in errors per game at 0.67, right? And you saw repeatedly with this team miss cutoff men and, you know, players, you know, not getting in front of balls and sort of, you know, basic fundamental problems. I mean, I get a sense that, like, there's no, it's not, you know, it's not me just being a caller Bob and saying, you know, why aren't you doing drills? I'm legitimately asking, you know, what are the conversations here where you're holding people accountable so that, you know, Nick Madrigal, for instance, you know, doesn't fall apart in a game like that. And in game two, like you did. And, you know, to sort of tie the two strands together, strategy and tactics, one reason you had Mazzara to rely on over too much is because Leury García gets hurt, you know, sliding terribly into first base. Well, I mean, you look, you know, in the last week of the season, James McCann steals a clean base. He gets an awesome jump. I can't remember which game it was, like Cubs or Indians, but he's end up called out because he slides terribly over the bases and he ends up, like, going over the bag. Like, fundamentally, this team was really loose and untied, and it suggests that there's no sense of sort of greater strategy here, like, hey, lads, like, here's what we're doing, and here's how we all pull on the same rope, so that by the moment you get to where it is time to be tactical, like yesterday, the little things have already, you know, gone underway. So I mean, the little things have already been sort of destroyed and undermined, so that your tactics are even weaker, even if you are a good tactician, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Bill, your point, I think, is well taken in regard that we saw a confluence of weaknesses, of little whatever Achilles heels there might have been. And that goes to the roster construction. It goes to Edwin Encarnacion, and it does go to some of these little injuries. You know, the fact that Eloy Jimenez had to come out of the game, and then Yoan Moncada even tweaked something on a slide where it looked like he jammed his wrist down. And I don't know big picture how some of this gets solved, but you hope that the person in charge is attentive of everything, so a talented team isn't undone by a number of small leaks, a number of small weaknesses, whether it's the way the roster is arranged, the way the lineup is set, who is in and when. But yeah, it was loose, I think is a good word. And then all of that lack of a tight ship gets exposed in a moment like that. And we saw it and we knew it was happening as we saw it. So, after an hour of baseball talk, I think it's time to do some football with Anthony Herron, because the Bears have a challenge with the Colts coming up. That's a tough team. I don't know if they're necessarily great, but they are. They're tough on both sides of the ball. The Bears are in for a real fight on Sunday, and we're going to talk about that and talk about some of the ugliness that we saw last night as well. In-depth football, talking Bears, next with Anthony Herron on the score.
Today, get Chicago's hometown call with Pat and Ron for game two of the wild card round right here as the NL Central Division champion Cubs try to stay alive in this short series with the Marlins. Our coverage starts today at noon. First pitch, 1 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are Chicago's official radio home for the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski, and no one does football like FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. And if you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either team, the Indianapolis Colts or Chicago Bears, for this Sunday's matchup. You heard that right. you can bet $10 to win $150 on either team. How can you bet against Big Nick and the Bears? You have to put your money on the Bears, right? Hey, you may have heard, by the way, that Illinois is requiring new users to create their accounts in person, but for a limited time, that requirement's been waived. So act fast to sign up right from the FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook app before it's too late. And with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and once you win, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel